Hello, everyone. Welcome to Banished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 66, season 3. Today's date is October 10th, 2021. And we have an interesting show coming up today. And right now, I'm going to play a commercial from Dispensa's Castle of Toys. And here's the commercial from 1978, and this place was located in Oak Brook Terrace, Illinois. Thank you, everybody, and enjoy.
Girls and boys, come and see the greatest toy store in history. Dispensa's Castle of Toys.
It's a castle.
Dispensa's Castle of Toys.
It's a toy store.
Dispensa's Castle of Toys.
It's tremendous.
Come to Dispensa's Castle of Toys, Oak Brook Terrace, Illinois.
Dispensa's Castle of Toys is a quarter mile north of Oak Brook Center, Route 83 and Roosevelt Road.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Okay, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Dispensa's Castle of Toys. It was a wonderful toy store back then. Someday I'll do a podcast episode and I'll describe the beginnings of the business. It has a very interesting history. And I will do that then down the road. We'll see. Anyway, today we will talk about three things. First off, we will talk about the Zenith Display Salon store that was located in the Chicago Loop. After that, we will talk about the TV show The Blue Fairy that starred Bridget Baslin. I think it's how you pronounce her name, or is Baslin. I don't know. Someone could correct me on that later on. And third, I will talk about something unique. I will discuss my favorite Salerno cookie when I was growing up. I will go through most of the cookies that I remember, but I will talk about my favorite. So that should be a lot of fun. So I want to mention two things before we get started. This past Monday was my birthday, and thank you for your comments on Facebook and Twitter. I really appreciate it. I had a very low-key day. I didn't do no big party or anything. I just stayed home. My mother made a wonderful meatloaf dinner, and she baked a lemon cake, and that was fine for me. You know, it was wonderful. Me, my mother, and my brother, we celebrated together. That was very nice. And thank you again for the comments and well wishes. And second of all, yesterday on October 9th, I was interviewed on a radio show called Where Are They Now on WCPT 820 AM. And it was hosted by Art Andros and Bobby Drell. And it was an hour show, and I discussed about Riverview Park. And they asked me questions, and thank goodness I did my homework. And we talk about the beginnings of the park, what rides were there, why it ended. They took in callers, and I love listening to their stories. Oh, it's wonderful. You know, and I had a wonderful time. And you can, if you would like to listen, it's posted on Facebook and Twitter on my accounts. It's also on their Facebook page at WCPT 820, if you can do a search. And like I said before, those two guys were wonderful. I appreciate for them inviting me to discuss that. I sounded fine on the radio, but I'm nervous inside. The saying, you have butterflies in your stomach. Well, I felt like bats. That's what Peter Brady used to say on the Brady Bunch. But I held my composure well, and it was done by telephone. So Thank you again, guys, for inviting me. It was wonderful. All right, now we're going to get started on the show. First off, we're going to talk about the Zenith Display Salon. Excuse me, I'm a little tongue-tied. I posted a photo of all the television sets that were on display, not in front of the store, but inside the store, and all these Zenith TV sets from the 60s. Oh, they were gorgeous back then. Beautiful. And some were like a console, and it also came with like a record player. You know, it was like a piece of furniture back then, you know, and very hard to carry like that. And most were in black and white and color. I'm trying to remember because I did a story on my blog, on NashChicagoland.blog, and I discussed our first color TV set. That's when my family and I moved to Ashburn in 1974. And there's a picture of me, my mother, and my brothers. We're standing beside our new television set and television sets, excuse me. And Bozo Circus was on the screen. And you can find that photo on my Facebook profile if you do a search. And it's a beautiful photo. And I believe my father took that picture, or someone that was visiting. I don't remember exactly. And anyway, that was located at 200 North Michigan Avenue. And previously it was at 3333 North Michigan Avenue. And then they moved. And it happened in February 16th, 1959. So around that time. And so it was on the northwest corner of Lake Street and Michigan Avenue. And from what I've been told, or people have mentioned on Facebook, that people used to watch television shows on the display window. You know, sometimes people didn't afford them. You know, that was like in the 50s, early 50s. And there was a story where when Milton Berle had his own television show called the Texaco Star Theater, at the time, a lot of people didn't afford television. That was considered a luxury. They would go to your neighbor's house. They would go to a TV store that had that, and they watched it. And when the show was on the air, a story says that when... A lot of people didn't go to the bathroom when he was on. So in New York, the plumbing was like decreased, which is interesting. I don't know if it happened in Chicago. That's an interesting thing to, you know, notice. And so anyway, back to Zenith Display Salon Store. So people did that when it was in business. I don't know when it left the store. I have no idea. So it probably was there in the 60s. And there is a photo circulating on the internet that when the TV show The Monkees premiered in 1966, and the four guys were on a promotional tour. And I think they were on WLS 89 AM. And they also visited the Zenith store. And there's a picture of them on display, you know, right from the display. So it's somewhere out there on the internet. So that's very interesting. And these days, you know, television sets are displayed, but not in front of a store. You have to go like Best Buy or Walmart, Target. You know, they have them on the shelves and all that. But, you know, looking at a store window, that's kind of cool. That's very nice. Okay. Next thing I will talk about is The Blue Fairy. And that starred Bridget Balzan. And I'll give you a little history of that. It's that program, let's see, premiered on February 17th, 1958 on WGN TV Channel 9. And it was a half-hour show. And it was one of the earliest children's shows that was produced in color. I think the other one was Garfield Goose. And it starred Bridget as a blue fairy. And she was they dressed her up in blue. She had a tiara, you know, a blue gown and a diamond tiara, and she had a silver wand. And she would fly in the blue forest, and she would say, I'm the blue fairy, and I'll grant you a wish to make all your dreams come true. And I've never seen the show because I wasn't born yet when it aired. And then she would sit in an oversized mushroom. I don't know how they picked that. The other characters were, they were creatures. Like one was Tugnacious R. Jones and Myrtle Flower. And there was an old nasal voice wizard. I don't know if he had a name, but he sneezed all the time from what I've heard. And she would fly around the forest, and there would be kids there, children. And she would be very influential to say, you know, for example, you know, drink your milk, be kind to people, to older people, which was, you know, very, I wish people would do that today. I don't know. The children's program has changed. And, that only ran for 1 year. And, Bridget won the Peabody Award for that. I should say the program did. And it brought her a lot of attention. And I found a photo a long time ago that she did promotional. She toured the city and she was promoting a show. And there's a photo of her at Polk Brothers appliance store that was once located at 85th Street in Cottage Grove on the south side. And so she did that, and then once the show went off the air, she went into further acting jobs. So let's see. So after that, she co-starred in a show. It was called Too Young to Go Steady, and that was on Channel 5, WNBQ. It was WNBQ, WMEQ. So that was like in 1959. And that was only for a year. And then she started three movies. One was King of Kings. The other one was Honeymoon Machine and How the West Was Won. And King of Kings and the Honeymoon Machine was both in 1961. And How the West Was Won was in 1962. And she stopped acting, and then she got married, and then she returned to acting for a bit. She did a couple of television shows. She was on Days of Our Lives, the soap opera, and she did dinner theater in Chicago. She raised her daughter, and she starred with Bob Newhart on a couple occasions. And I heard she performed at the Ivanhoe Theater that was located on North Clark Street in the north side of Chicago. And so right now I'm going to play a clip of which I found on YouTube, and it's from the TV show. And it's uploaded by someone named Liz Kinney. So it features her children. I don't know if it's her. I don't know if it's the mother, or I don't think it's the mother. I think it's one of the children that's in the show. So it's about 2 minutes. It's a 2 minute clip. I'm glad I found this. So anyway, so here's the show. Here's a clip of the television show. Excuse me, of the Blue Fairy. Enjoy.
Thank you for coming to the Magic Blue Forest today. And how are you, Robert? And John, I hope you're feeling well. Well, Catherine, I'm glad that you could come to the Magic Tree Forest today. And how are you, Bill? And Wigger, I'm so glad that you could come today. And thank you all for coming, and welcome to the Magic Blue Forest. Do you remember a long time ago that we had the story of Pinocchio in the Magic Blue Forest?
Yes, yes.
And we met some wonderful people, like Pinocchio and Geppetto and Master Cherry. And we also met some animals, like the cricket and people like that. And do you remember some other characters? Some of our other friends?
Yes, I remember the white blackbird.
That's right, the white blackbird. Well, we're going to meet him again today in our story. And we're also going to meet another animal friend from Pinocchio. And I think we should go right to our story now to see who that's going to be, don't you?
Yes.
All right. Well, here in the Magic Blue Forest, everything is made of wishes. And if I wish for a story, I have only to say the magic word.
The Blue Fairy is produced by Rufus.
Okay, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed that clip. It's very interesting to listen. You can watch the clip on YouTube if you type in the search, The Blue Fairy, and you would find it. And a couple of things I failed to mention about Bridget. She was born in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Her father was Arthur Baslin. He was a retail chain executive. And her mother was famous in Chicago. Her name was Maggie Daly. And she was a newspaper columnist for the Chicago American newspaper. Then it became the Chicago Today newspaper. And then she went over to the Chicago Tribune. And she was well-known, you know, for in Chicago. She wrote a column. She was a one-time model, and she had her own radio and TV, and she was she owned her own television show at the time. I don't know when it aired or in that, probably 50s or 60s, I would guess. And her other two sisters was Kay Daly and Maureen Daly. Excuse me. And they worked in advertising. And it was Maggie Daly, and she had three sisters. So there was Maggie, Kay Daly, Maureen Daly, and Sheila Daly, and she was the youngest, and she wrote a teen column for the Tribune. So that's very interesting. Actually, Bridget's first acting role was one of the first TV soap operas on television. I'm sure there was. It was called Hawk and Falls, and that aired in the, 1950. And it only ran for about 5 years, but it was live. And few episodes exist of that. So maybe someday I'll watch it. Maybe Bridget's in there. So she had an interesting life, Bridget, that is. And, she was in The King of Kings, and she portrayed Salome. And she performed an erotic dance. And it was very controversial at the time, but now that's nothing. And so it's a very good movie. They show this movie practically around Easter time, just like the Ten Commandments on Channel 7 WLS. Yeah, I've seen the movie many times, but I never noticed Bridget. But if I watch the movie again, I will. I never give a second thought. And she died very sadly. She died in May 25th, 1989, and she was only 44 years old, very young. She's divorced twice, and she had a daughter. So that's it. She had an interesting life, and the Blue Fairy show is still remembered by everybody older than me, and then I posted TV Guide covers. I had a postcard. I found a postcard on eBay, and I posted that. So, I hope she's remembered more by people, because she was very influential to younger people. There was a lot of good programming at the time on WGN TV Channel 9. Okay. Next up, we're going to talk about the last subject, that is. It's something different. I would talk about what's my favorite Salerno cookie. Now, I've mentioned this a couple of times on my podcast about Salerno cookies, and everyone loved the Salerno butter cookies. It's still around, but most people complained it's not the same. The recipe has changed. I think it has something to do with the trans fats or the flavor. I don't know. I haven't had it in a long time, and you can still find them in stores. Christmas time, you would find the jingles. I don't know if that's the same, you know, but every holiday season, they would have the jingles and or the gingerbread man. I like those. But my favorite Salerno cookie was not the butter cookie. It was the Bonnie shortbread. Nabisco makes something. It makes something similar called Lorna Dunes. I like those. And I remember the design of the Bonnie shortbread. It was like it was square, and it had triangles on four triangles. It had four triangles. You know, it had three sides, and used to dunk them in milk, and they were delicious. I love those, and they don't make those anymore. That's a shame. But I guess you have to stick with Lorna Dunes, you know, and I haven't bought those as well. But other people remember other kinds of Salerno cookies. My second favorite was Royal Stripes. Oh, those were better than fudge stripes from Keebler. But there was something richer, more decadent tasting than the Royal Stripes. Oh, I can eat a whole packet of it. You know, I almost did when I was a kid. And those were my second favorite. And of course, butter cookies, they had chocolate chip. They had called Astro Cream. I remember that. And they had vanilla wafers instead of Royal Stripes. They also had Royal Grahams, you know, oatmeal cookies. They were good. Ice oatmeal or regular. And also coconut bars. I posted a photo of that yesterday on my social media accounts. And most people loved them. Other people didn't. You know, they were nasty tasting. I don't know why. And they used to dunk them in coffee, milk. Oh, they loved those. Because I love coconut, too. I really do. But that wasn't the case. So, what I said before, my favorite cookie was the Bonnie shortbread. It came in a orange box. I think it was yellow at first. Yellow box. Yeah. And in Halloween, they had their own cookies, special kind. You know, it was called Trick or Treat. Came in a box like that. I have a picture of that somewhere on my files. So I think I posted a poll question on my podcast, so you can answer. It will go on Spotify, and I would ask what's your favorite Salerno cookie, and I hope people will respond to that. That's the first time I did that sort of thing. And like I said, the factory was on West Division Street, I think west of Pulaski. They tore that down about not too long ago, which is a shame. It was kind of an Art Deco building. And then they moved the facilities at Niles. And people smell the cookies baking. You know, that's what I've been told. Same thing with Nabisco, which is still in business. And the factory is located at 73rd and Kedzie, you know, west of there. So if you drive on Kedzie, after you drive Marquette Park, and you would see the factory with the big Nabisco logo. And people who lived in that area at the time when I was growing up, they could still smell it. I think I smelled it when I lived in Ashburn. I probably did. There was like a faint scent of it. You know, it could have been that, but could be wrong. And my mother knew a lot of people from our church that worked there. They really did. A lot of people. You know, it employed a lot of Greek people that we know, that the family does. So, but they all retired and passed away. And it's a shame because it was a good job, but you work on the assembly line, but they had good benefits and a good pension. So bless them for working there. And it's still there. Factory, but I think it's changed. you know, it was bought out by some other company, and they moved their some of the production to Mexico. I don't know. It's a mess. Anyway, so that'll be all for today. I hope you enjoyed the show. I talked about the Zenith Display Salon Store, the TV show Blue Fairy, and what was my favorite salon cookie. And I will do another podcast probably Tuesday. And coming up this week, I don't know if I'll do it Tuesday or the weekend, will be the 70th anniversary of I Love Lucy. And that should be interesting. I know it's not a Chicago show, but growing up in Chicago, watching that show, still watch it. I will discuss my memories of that. So that'd be very interesting. You know, 70 years, that's a long time. You know, and Lucille Ball is one of my favorite performers. Still is. I've watched her ever since I was 3. I got hooked. I can't help it. Okay. So this is Pete Castanis, and I'm your host for Vanishing Online Stories. Thank you for joining me. I will see you soon, and bye-bye for now. And here's Ray Rayner saying bye-bye for now. Take care, everybody. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.